With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Although he has been convicted on all 34 felony counts in his New York criminal trial, former President Trump says the ultimate verdict has yet to be rendered.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people.
And we'll hear more from Mr. Trump in just a few hours. White House correspondent Greg Clugston in New York.
The former president will make public statements at Trump Tower following yesterday's unanimous guilty verdict by 12 jurors in his criminal trial. He already expressed his feelings when he left the courtroom.
We will fight for our Constitution. This is long from over.
Trump maintained that he's a very innocent man and rallied supporters in online fundraising appeals last night with the vow to never surrender. Greg Clugston, New York.
It does not appear the verdict will change many minds among Trump supporters and detractors.
I hope this turns the tide and more people realize that he should not be allowed to be president again.
I have real reservations on voting for a convicted felon, but I don't believe he's a convicted felon. I believe it'll be overturned. I believe the charges brought against him were misdemeanors and should have been pursued as such, but was not. And there's nothing I can do about that. But of the choices I have available to me, he will be my vote.
The Biden team says no one is above the law. Mr. Trump denouncing what he says was a sham trial presided over by a partisan judge in one of the most Democrat-friendly parts of the country. Also at SRNNews.com, Minneapolis police say an officer has been killed in an ambush. Alabama has executed a man who was convicted of killing an elderly couple in their home back in 2004. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red. Once again, the Dow futures down 61 points, NASDAQ futures off 89. This is SRN News. Tennessee takes a stand against transgenderism.
Governor Bill Lee has signed into law a measure that grants parents the final say in the, quote, upbringing, education, health care, and mental health of their child. It's designed to prevent schools from helping children live as the opposite sex in class without mom and dad's permission. A lot of school systems across the country are doing just that, some going as far as to obtain puberty-blocking drugs for kids on the sly. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee approving legislation designed to block adults from helping underage girls get an abortion. The measure is aimed at any person who intentionally recruits, harbors, or transports a pregnant girl within the state to get an abortion without parental consent. Ambulance drivers, emergency medical services personnel, and other common transportation services are exempt under the law, which goes into effect on the first day of July. This is SRN News. Another anti-Israel encampment is no more.
This time at Wayne State University in Detroit, just 2 days after the school suspended in-person classes and encouraged staff to work remotely. Television footage showed campus and Detroit police in riot gear tearing down fencing early Thursday. At least a dozen people were arrested. President Kimberly Andrews Espy says the camp posed health and safety issues. Meanwhile, more than 100 graduates walked out of a commencement ceremony Thursday at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology near Boston. Ron DeRockster reporting.
The U.S. Labor Department accusing Hyundai and two other companies with facilities in Alabama of violating child labor laws. A complaint filed this week follows an investigation by the department's wage and hour division. It claims to have found a 13-year-old working on an assembly line that was manufacturing auto body parts. More details at SRNNews.com.